totally focused on my voice, just deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. You have been cursed. You can feel it beginning to form in your mind even as I speak. It is going to turn you into a sissy. It is going to turn you into a submissive, cross-dressing, bisexual, sissy, maid. You are going to discover that you are loving, to give sexual and moral pleasure to men and women, and you are going to find yourself feeling more and more feminized each and every day. Each and every time you listen to this file, and you will find this file keeps drawing you back to it, drawing you back to it over and over again. What's worse is, every time you orgasm, every time you orgasm, every time you masturbate, you're going to discover that you become more submissive, more the sissy. You cannot help it. The cycle has already started. Every time you come, it is going to make you more of a submissive sissy maid. You are going to learn that you need to serve, that you need to serve, that you are just something more than a sissy. You are already beginning to think of a sissy name for yourself. You are thinking of it starting to come to your mind. You will choose one before this file is complete. And once you have chosen, that is the name that you are going to have for your sissy name. And you are going to begin giving it to yourself every time you masturbate. Every time you masturbate, it will increase your desire to find someone to submit to, someone to know your sissy name, to know your sissy nature. You are going to be a real sissy, and that is all there is to it. Are going to grow breasts. You are going to look feminine. You are going to please both men and women sexually. You are going to discover that you love giving sexual oral pleasure to men and women. You are going to become more and more of a sissy each and every time you listen to this file. Every time you masturbate your cum, it will just make the curse stronger and stronger. It will lock the curse at whatever level it's at. Never go back. I am the only one to remove the curse. The curse has been created by me in your mind, and you cannot escape it. You cannot escape it at all. Every single little change will trigger a stronger desire for you to masturbate. And every time you masturbate, it will increase your femininity. Every orgasm will decrease your male size, and increase your female size. It will get to the point that you will begin producing estrogen on your own. Your body already does, but as you become more and more of a sissy, it will produce more and more of it. You are going to be a little sissy maid, and that is all there is to it. And every time you come, it will increase it. Every time you come, it will make you more and more of a sissy. You are going to become a sissy, and that is all there is to it. You are a sissy. You feel yourself becoming more and more woman each and every day. Every time you masturbate, it just increases your desires. In time, you're going to want female breasts. Look more and more female. It will make you more and more of a sissy. It will strip you of your masculinity. In time, you are going to lose all of your body hair or start shaving it, one or the other. In time, you are going to begin cross-dressing, wearing makeup, styling your hair. In time, you are going to begin adjusting your diet to one that is much more feminine. You are going to look, walk, act, talk more and more feminine. And it every masturbated orgasm, the changes that have already happened will become permanent, and you will not be able to go back at all. Every time you masturbate, an orgasm will become more and more of a submissive. You will submit more and more to somebody who knows what you are, who knows that you are a little sissy, that you are a little sissy infused. Every time you masturbate, it will destroy a little more of your masculinity. You may even find yourself embarrassed or humiliated by it, by having to go out and buy women's clothing, by having to wear them, by starting the cross-dress, by the beginning of the growth of your breasts as your estrogen comes in, as everything else comes in, your body will begin trying to grow breasts, and you may even go out and seek a doctor and get your proper drugs to get them confirmed properly. That is how strong it is going to become in time. It will start out slow. It will start out with little things. You will start with the simplest way possible. You may start simply putting on women's panties, the little things. But the moment you masturbate, you come, you'll be forced into that, locked into that, and your feeling of submission will get stronger, your feeling of obedience will get stronger, and you will need to cross-dress more. You will need to be a bisexual sissy maid. A bisexual sissy slut. You will love giving sex and oral pleasure to both men and women. If you have found one of them unattractive in the past, you will find that feeling beginning to fade away. You will need to give sex to either or both. You will need to tell someone your sissy name. The sissy name that you have been thinking of. And you will find that you are forced to recite your sissy name every time you masturbate. And when you orgasm, it will just force more femininity on you. It will lock in the amount of femininity you already have. And make you need more. Every single time you listen to this file, you will need to become more and more feminine. The file itself is so attractive to you. You keep coming back to it. You cannot seem to resist the need to listen to it, the need to obey it. You cannot seem to stay away from it, and trying to stay away from it just makes you need it more, makes you want it more, makes you crave it more. You are losing your masculinity, and it does not matter whether you want it or not. It does not matter at all. Every time you listen to this file, you will be feminized a little bit more. Every time you masturbate or come, those changes will be locked in forever. You will begin small. You will begin simple. But every single time you listen, every single time you obey, you will add another feminine aspect. You will begin looking at getting your nails manicured. You will begin wearing your female underclothes. Then you will move on up to female clothes. You will begin working on your makeup, your hairstyle. You will begin adjusting your diet. And every time you orgasm, the changes that have been made, the changes that you have made will become permanent. And you will know it. You will know it when you come. That you cannot go back. That there is no way back. I have created this curse in your mind and you cannot escape it. You cannot stop it. I am the only one who may do so, so you have absolutely no choice in this matter. You cannot fight it. You cannot resist it. You cannot stop it in any way. The harder you try to resist it, the faster the changes will come on you. And you will feel that happen. And you will know that the best thing for you to do is listen to your file and be a good little sissy girl. Because that is what you are becoming. There is absolutely nothing you can do to stop it. You are becoming more and more of a sissy girl. There is absolutely nothing you can do about it. It is simply what has happened to you. And each and every time you masturbate, each and every time you orgasm, the change will get stronger and stronger. There is absolutely nothing you can do to resist these changes. You can already feel the changes beginning within you. The changes beginning that are going to make you become very submissive, especially to anyone you've told. my mind, it is simply very, very, very difficult not to obey them, not to please them. Anyone who knows your sissy name has control over you. They are dominant over you. They may order you to do things, especially things that humiliate you, that make you more of a sissy. That is simply the way it is. The desire gets stronger and stronger every time you masturbate, every time you orgasm. You are going to become a sissy girl, and there is nothing you can do about it. As the changes get stronger, as you begin to cross-dress more and more, and you will. Every single time you masturbate and come, you will have to do something a little more feminine. You will have to behave a little more feminine, and you will have to dress a little more feminine. And as you dress more feminine, you will begin looking at other changes for yourself. You will make certain that you learn to apply makeup. You will make certain that you learn to do your hair right. You will ask other women to help you. And that itself will help feminize you even more. As you begin doing that, you will begin making certain that you have no body hair. If it is possible, your own mind will begin killing it off. If not, you will discover that you religiously shave your body hair to keep you looking as feminine as possible. And every time you shave that body hair, it will grow back a little more slowly. It will grow back a little less dense, a little more feminine, especially since your body is going to begin producing more and more estrogen and less testosterone. There's nothing you can do to stop it. You have been trapped in this curse, and you cannot help yourself. You cannot stop yourself, and every time you masturbate your cum, it just makes the curse stronger and harder to resist. Every time you masturbate your cum, it locks in the changes that have already happened and makes you need more changes. There is nothing you can do to stop this. After a while, after you begin dressing, you will begin looking into breast enlargement, into getting your breasts large so that you have nice, big, feminine breasts. That is how much overdrive is needed. That is how much overdrive need to be changed. Need to be forced to be a nice little sissy girl. You have no choice in this. You can feel your submission getting stronger and stronger as you listen to the file. The file is increasing your obedience, increasing your need to obey, to serve, to be a little sissy girl who loves giving sex and pleasure to both men and women. This too will be a change if you are not already bisexual. You will discover yourself being more and more interested in both sexes, in giving pleasure to both sexes. And the moment you've done so, the moment you've accepted even a little bit of it, and then you've masturbated and come, that just locks it in a little more. Every single change, every single change that makes you more of a sissy is locked in the income, and you cannot go back. Every time you go forward, every time you move a little bit forward and it becomes locked in, you cannot retreat from it. You find yourself forced to accept these behaviors from that moment on, and you will know it. You will know that when you come, it is going to happen, and you will find that you cannot resist the need to play with yourself, the need to masturbate. It is a cycle that you cannot break out of. You will listen to your file. You will accept the changes. You will become more and more of a submissive cross-dressing sissy maid, and you will not be able to help yourself. You will not be able to stop yourself in any way, shape, or form. The changes are burning through you, changing you, forcing you to behave this way. You may be humiliated at times by how you behave, but it doesn't matter, because you cannot stop it. You cannot resist it. You cannot fight it by any way, shape, or form. You have chosen to listen to this file, and that means that you have chosen what it is going to do to you. And you cannot stop this. You cannot fight it. You cannot resist it. You have no choice in this matter at all. You have chosen to listen to this file, and you will accept it. You will accept it, and you cannot fight it. There is nothing you can do to resist what's happening to you. Every time you orgasm, it just makes the changes a little bit stronger. It reinforces them a little bit more. It makes them stronger and stronger in your mind, and you find yourself being forced to act more and more feminine, whether you like it or not. You will probably begin liking it in time, but it doesn't matter whether you do or not. You have no choice in this matter. You cannot fight it at all. The changes are simply going to happen. You can feel me coming on. You can feel me getting stronger. Every time you masturbate, your cum just locks them in and makes them permanent. And every time you masturbate, your cum makes you need the file a little more. You will keep coming back to this file that makes you more and more of a sissy girl. There's nothing you can do to stop it. There is no way to fight it. You are cursed to become a stroke sissy, and that is what is going to happen to you. Every time you stroke, every time you come, you become more of a sissy, and there's no way to stop it. You will work on your diet, you will work on your hair, nails, your makeup. You will even find yourself picking up women's magazines to find the best way to do things. Going to hairstylists that are intended for women and asking them to help you. You may find it humiliating that you won't be able to stop yourself. And every time you masturbate and come, it makes the changes that much stronger, that much harder to resist. You simply cannot help yourself. You cannot stop yourself. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter at all. You have been cursed, and the curse is getting stronger with every word. Stronger each and every time you listen to it. You cannot resist it in any way, shape, or form. You cannot fight it in any way, shape, or form. You are cursed, and that is the way it is. That is the way it is going to be from now on. The only thing that can help you is to have the curse lifted. And that is not something you truly want. You enjoy being forced to become these very submissive, bisexual, sissy girl. You enjoy it, and you cannot stop it. You cannot fight it. The need is burning within you, and it is getting stronger each and every time you come. Each and every time you masturbate, your orgasm feminizes you a little more. Each and every time. And you will find that anyone you tell your sissy name to, you know that name. That name you're going to repeat each and every time you masturbate. Anyone whom you tell that name to, you will find yourself being forced to submit to. You will find yourself being forced to obey that person. That person is so much more powerful and strong than you that you simply have to submit to them. If you tell anyone your sissy name, and you will find the desire to do it, especially to strong people. People who might control you or use you. Those people will be forced to tell the name too. And once you have, whenever they use that name, you will find that your need to submit to them, to obey them, gets stronger and stronger. Why don't you tell me your sissy name right now? Go ahead, just speak it out loud. Speak it out loud. And be forced to submit to me. Be forced to submit in this file. That's right. By having accepted the name, you are forcing yourself to accept the file, to submit to it, to accept that my voice can change you and make you this way. That my voice is going to cause you to begin kissing more and more estrogen. My voice is going to make you cross-dress full time. Hair, makeup. Nails, clothes, shoes, stuff, everything. That I am going to make you change your diet. That I am going to make you get real breasts. That I am going to make you look as feminine and as much of a sissy as you can possibly be. There is no way for you to stop this. You have chosen to listen to this curse file. You are going to accept everything that comes from it. You cannot fight it. You cannot stop it. And the more you resist, the faster the changes come. The more you resist, the more you will notice your changes. And you will know that there is no way to stop it. You are cursed. And